Massachusetts Congressman Joseph Kennedy III reportedly plans to announce Saturday that he will run for the U.S. Senate next year. The 38-year-old heir to the Kennedy family political dynasty will challenge Senator Ed Markey, a 73-year-old fellow Democrat who is the longest-serving member of the state's congressional delegation. For an analysis of the impending clash, WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Tim Versalotti, political science professor at Western New England University.
Massachusetts is in for a Donnybrook next year. There's no question about it. We've got a sitting senator, and we've got a grandson of one of the famous, most famous families in American politics. And so this will be a race where we'll see significant amounts of money raised and spent, a lot of media focus, not just from Massachusetts media, but across the country. And early polling gives Kennedy the edge, but it could be a nail-biter. Primary elections are not always easy to predict, so there could be quite a bit of suspense and drama in this race.
What does Kennedy need to do to convince Democrats and unenrolled voters, because Massachusetts has an open primary, what does he need to do to convince them that they should toss aside a sitting U.S. senator, someone who has over three decades of experience in Washington?
Kennedy has to make a case for his candidacy. Up to this point, politicos, pundits, folks who follow politics have somewhat been scratching their heads about the rationale that Kennedy has for running at this point in time. It's not as if he is trying to push Markey to the left. Markey already has a pretty sound voting record when it comes to progressive positions on policy issues. It's more a generational challenge. Kennedy's almost half Markey's age. But is that enough? Is that enough a justification for a contentious race, an expensive race, and a potential defeat of a public servant who's been in Washington for more than 30 years?
If Kennedy were to pull this off, how disruptive would this be to the Democratic political establishment in Massachusetts and perhaps across the country?
Well, it would send a signal across the country of a desire among the base and Democrats, and while unenrolled voters are welcome to participate in our open primaries, one would suggest that the message would really be coming from the base that any long-term incumbent shouldn't rest easy, because this would reflect a restlessness and an impatience among the Democratic base. And so I think a number of other long-serving Democrats might sit up and take notice, and may even do so preemptively going into this 2020 cycle to try and tamp down any challenges and challengers who may be out there.
Before Congressman Kennedy decided to get into this race, there were already two people who had announced that they were going to challenge Ed Markey. Shannon Liss Reardon, a Boston lawyer who specializes in workers' rights cases, and Steve Pemberton, a successful businessman from New Bedford who has a very compelling personal story about being raised in foster care. But what is it that made Markey vulnerable? Why has he attracted not one, not two, but three primary opponents?
If you look at the job approval and favorability ratings for Senator Markey over the years, it's not that he's unpopular. There is a reservoir of goodwill toward him among Democrats. The challenge is he has labored in the shadow of Elizabeth Warren since he won a special election in 2013 to replace John Kerry. He's never gotten out of that shadow. He has always been someone who has some pretty high don't knows and undecideds when you ask voters what they think of him. On top of that, he has served in the minority party in the Senate since his first election in 2013. So it's been difficult for him to get a lot done legislatively. So it's not that he's unpopular. It's not that he is not liked. It's just that for a number of reasons, people just don't know as much about him as they do about our senior senator, Elizabeth Warren.
He's not taking this challenge lightly, obviously, Senator Markey. He's staffed up. He's brought on experienced hands to help him campaign, and he's already announced a series of endorsements, including from Senator Elizabeth Warren. Is Markey up to this? Is he up to this fight?
It sure appears that he is. He's not going to go quietly. He's also lined up endorsements from a large number of Democrats in the State House and State Senate. He is staffing up. He's got some prominent political minds advising him, and he's ramping up his fundraising as well. One of the interesting endorsements has come from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who has endorsed him. They have pushed the notion of the Green New Deal. They are the House and Senate sponsors of that concept. And so it pushes back against this generational change argument that Congressman Kennedy is no doubt going to make in the campaign. And so for a number of different reasons, Senator Markey appears to be ready for the fight.
How might this very expensive, very high-profile primary for the U.S. Senate in Massachusetts affect other Democratic primary contests further down the ballot? I'm thinking of the challenge that Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse is waging against the 30-year incumbent congressman from Springfield, Richard Neal.
Well, this Kennedy-Markey race really juices up turnout in a September primary, for sure. And it begs the question, among those who turn out, are these going to be younger voters? Are these going to be voters who desire change, who are tired of the status quo? If that is the case, then we could see some fallout in the first district, because we've got a similar race unfolding there between an elected official in his 30s and our Congressman Neal. So the Morse-Neal race could see some effects as well. It'll be fascinating to watch this.